Yeah. And Grant, do you know what that word means?
I do. I had included an entry for that in one of my books, the
Oh, no
Official Dictionary of
kidding.
Unofficial English. Yeah. I didn't, of course, take it back as far as its full history, but yeah, it just means a friend. It's a term of endearment.
Right. You're my old Segoshia. We don't know the etymology for sure. Some people have guessed that it comes from French meaning my dear child, or maybe Irish shugucha, which means here you are, but nobody knows for sure.
What else was in there? What other Irish words do they include?
Well, my other new favorite word is kittug. That's CIOTO with an accent mark G. CIOTO, accent mark G. Kittug means somebody who's left-handed. And it used to be a little bit more negative, but now it's sort of ameliorated over the years. I think it means more like lefty. You know, my wife's a kittug, bless her.
Well, in my dictionaries, I have a ton of reference works here, as you can imagine. There have been a number of different collections of words for left-handed in Ireland, and one of my favorite ones is clapperclawed.
My goodness, clapperclawed. That means left-handed?
Clapperclawed, left-handed, yeah. Clapperclawed. I don't know that it's used anymore, but it was recorded.
We'll talk about another Irish word or two later in the show.
We know we've got listeners all over the world. We know people speak a wide variety of Englishes. There's more than just one, and there always has been. And we'd love to hear about your variety of English, wherever you are and however you speak it. 877-929-9673, words@waywardradio.org, or talk to us on Twitter at WAYWORD.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Lily. I live in Iowa City, Iowa.
Hey, Lily, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Well, the other day it was a beautiful day out, and my roommate came home and she was telling me how she spent her day. She went hiking with friends, and then she told me that she went out to lay in the hammocks. And I stopped her and I was like, okay, wait, I'm the what? She said, the hammocks. And I said, you mean the hammocks? And she was just like, yeah, those things. And I'd never heard anybody say hammock. And I told her about that. And she's like, I think we're saying the same thing. She's from Eastern Iowa here in Iowa. And I'm from Northern Illinois. And they're similar regions. But I just thought maybe it's one of those regional things. But I asked around and suddenly everybody's saying hammock. And I just thought, I've never heard this saying before. But there's two separate pronunciations of what I call a hammock.
Hammock versus hammock. Hammock. Well, one thing I'm hearing right away is that there's a difference in stress. Hammock tends to have a stress on the first syllable, where hammock tends to have a stress on the second syllable. It's actually really hard to say anything but hammock if you stress the first syllable. You know, it's interesting. If you check all major dictionaries, as a matter of fact, in both the US and the UK, you will find that the hammock pronunciation is the only one that they give.
Oh, wow.
Etymology is interesting on this word. I think it comes from a Taino word from the Caribbean, but etymology doesn't rule pronunciation. It's what people say. What I think is happening here is that the dictionaries have missed a chance to do more field work and find these other pronunciations of this word. When you Google pronunciations of this word and look for people talking about it, you'll find that people say they say it a lot of different ways. I think I counted six different ways that people say they say it. Now, whether or not they're accurate, I don't know. People tend to self-report their own pronunciations pretty poorly. So dictionaries, I think, may be behind. There might be a whole slew of people in the United States and perhaps other English-speaking countries who do say hammock. Although,
Wow, that is really interesting.
when I go to YouTube, and I've done this, I've sampled 100 different places where people say the word hammock, and I know that's a small sample size, but they all said hammock. All of them.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that there are a lot of people who say hammock, but I could see how that last syllable might become a sight pronunciation, where if you never hear it, you pronounce it like you see it.
That I think that's going to be a new thing, and anytime I meet a new person, I'm going to ask them how they say it.
Right. You are, we hereby deputize you as an Away With Words field worker. Here is your badge. Here's your certificate.
That's right.
And your responsibilities are to record their pronunciation and their location. All right?
I will. Thank you so much for your time, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Well, we love getting those field reports, so give us a call, 877-929-9673, or send them to us in email. The address is...
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Yeah. on the floor. Don't get drowned.
Relatively new music there from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with their song The Dripping Tap from their forthcoming album Omnium Gatherum. Also another band from Australia, Pinch Points, with a track called Reasons to be Anxious. You're listening to A Minute Pause with Sean Watson.
I get anxious! I get anxious! I get anxious when I'm not at home. I get anxious when I don't have the phone. I get anxious when I go outside. I get anxious when I go online. I get anxious. I get anxious. I get anxious.
I'm trying to read the news.
I get anxious. I get anxious. I get anxious. With so much to pay attention to.
I got Uber Eats, Netflix, fever and chills. Skype's like Zoom and my video conferencing skills have got me well prepared to spend the rest of my life in my room.
This is just the life I live. I got no good reason to leave. Cause home is where the Wi-Fi is. Nah, it wasn't hard going into quarantine.
But now I don't even want to go outside. Cause when I do, I see pogroms, bushfires,
panic bells on a tripwire.
But now for my next trick, I guess I'll just stay right here in my bed. The world keeps getting hotter and my sheets are soaked in sweat.
I get anxious.
anxious when I get a text. I get anxious when I don't get a text. I get anxious when my doorbell rings. I get anxious about anything. I get anxious when I take time off. I get anxious that I'm not good enough. I get anxious going to therapy to try to treat my anxiety.
Here is Mantic Ritual.
hegemonic apparatus is more sensitive in this sector, to which arbitrary actions on the part of the police and political administration may also be referred. Lapses in the administration of justice make an especially disastrous impression on the public. Hegemonic apparatus is more sensitive in this sector, to which arbitrary actions on the part of the police and political administration may also be referred.
Sean Watson, you're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Usually around this time, well, we usually do this in February, but anyway, around this time, I do a Massive Music Weekend block that I didn't get to do during Massive Music Weekend, and this week it is Grey Matter. So I'm going to do a bunch of Grey Matter songs, a couple epic ones, a couple short ones, and a couple others as well. So this is Grey Matter here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
was creeping, and it felt like time was ending. All my staircases ascending, like a broken mirrored image. Wonder what I have a heart for, still waiting for departure. And the world just keeps snooping, the world just keeps moving. The world just keeps moving, and it all just keeps emerging. Not the way towards disillusions, not the walk with that confusion. Just avoid the stall existence, way above all of the nonsense. Till I saw that they were lying, and I looked at them with dizzy. And the world just kept creeping, yeah, the world just kept creeping.
Waste of time. Can't live my new coffee generation.
Because coffee is the calm moment that lets you think. Coffee gives you the time to dream it. Then you're ready to do it.
Say I'm
Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has new releases and music of other eras. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records plays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music. Moths in the mixers, prosthetics, meaningful music, Radio Free Radio, Saturdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
all programs.
Radio calendar.
Pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room. Cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio
Calendar.
Pirate satellite.
Yeah. Now it's time for the WRCT Radio Calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio and music calendars here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT and the radio calendar. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audio and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound professional. All right, here are a couple things for the radio calendar. The Cranberry Artist Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled A View from Above or Below. Curated by Mike Panza, owner of Panza Gallery in Millvale, the works will feature the artist's unique perspective on the world when seen from unusual angles. A View from Above or Below will be shown at Cranberry Township Municipal Center, 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township from now until April 14th. For more information, visit cranberryartistnetwork.com. The Oakland Pop Festival on Saturday, April 23rd in Shenley Plaza. Experience a full day of free live local music with 10 artists across two stages, showcasing the best of Pittsburgh's music scene in the heart of Oakland. Acts include Sierra Sellers, Water Trash, Metacara, and Melt. The event will be held Saturday, April 23rd in Shenley Plaza in Oakland. That was WRCT's radio calendar. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Have a music calendar. You can read the entire thing at wrct.org. There is a lot of events, but I'm just going to mention that Thursday the 14th, 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project would be Kowloon Walled City with Rid of Me and Ed Hockley. And on Friday the 15th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's Empath with Sneeze Awful and X-Pilots. Saturday the 16th is The Darkness at Jurgles with The Dead Deeds and The Fuzz with Ice Balloons at Mr.